found in Gaza. Victim's son, January 4, 2009, 18:44:13 Greenwich Mean Time. Medics tell Press TV they have found traces of depleted uranium in some Gaza residents wounded in Israel's ground offensive into the Strip. Norwegian medics told Press TV correspondent Akram El Satari that some of the victims who have been wounded since Israel began its attacks on the Gaza Strip on December 27 have traces of depleted uranium in their bodies. The report comes after Israeli tanks and troops swept across the border into Gaza on Saturday night, opening a ground operation after 8 days of intensive attacks by Israeli air and naval forces on the impoverished region. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak warned on Sunday that the wide-ranging ground offensive in the Gaza Strip would be full of surprises. A ground offensive in the densely populated Gaza is expected to drastically increase the death toll of the civilian population. The latest assaults bring the number of Palestinians killed to over 488, with 2,790 others wounded. The UN says that about 25% of the casualties were civilian deaths, including at least 34 children. According to Israeli army officials, at least 30 of its soldiers have been wounded since the start of the ground campaign. Amid global condemnation of the ongoing violence in the region, the UN Security Council failed to agree on a united approach to resolve the crisis. Once again, the world is watching in dismay the dysfunctionality of the Security Council, UN General Assembly Chief Miguel Descoto said Sunday. According to diplomatic sources, the U.S. blocked a Security Council resolution, with U.S. Deputy Ambassador Alejandro Wolf arguing that an official statement that criticizes both Israel and Hamas would not be helpful. The White House has so far declined to comment on whether an Israeli ground incursion into Gaza is a justified measure. Depleted uranium found in Gaza.